In recent weeks, videos have been appearing on social media of groups of people patrolling the streets of East Belfast and confronting migrant men about their behaviour and whether they live in Northern Ireland legally. The group calls itself the East Belfast Night Watch First Division. Some of the videos have over 250,000 views on TikTok. This comes as the Irish News reports that the PSNI is investigating an alleged assault on a migrant linked to a video posted online. In a statement, the police say they do not tolerate any type of vigilante activity and would caution any individual or group against taking the law into their own hands. Well, we can speak now to Brian Smith, Green Party councillor in Belfast City. Good morning. What exactly is known about these groups who are actively out in the streets and confronting migrants?
In relation to the group in East Belfast, an area I represent, we have up to 20 people patrolling the streets, in their own words, each night in East Belfast, and under the auspices of supposedly to keep women and girls safe. I think what the reality is here is that they're stopping anyone who often aren't white and demanding to see identification, including addresses. They fill in themselves, if you say, there's lots of videos up online. They're often abusive and intimidating. They stop non-white fast food delivery drivers. You've mentioned there is a video from the 22nd of July, which is online, which is fairly horrific, of a homeless person being assaulted and their sleeping bag being thrown into the River Laggan. Go ahead.
Yeah, just these videos online, I mean, they have in some cases people showing their ID, which puts them in danger. There's obvious concern.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people, and there's one where they're frog marching somebody back to their home who isn't white, telling people who aren't white that they shouldn't be on the streets at night unless they're going home from work. They talk about that they're here to protect women and girls, but don't know if your listeners are aware that 48% of those people arrested in Northern Ireland last August during the racial violence here have previously been reported for domestic abuse. So I would ask, who is the real threat to women and girls here? Is it people who come to Northern Ireland to make it their home, or is it Indigenous local Northern Irish men, which has always been the problem, let's be honest?
Now, the Commissioner Designate for Victims of Crime in Northern Ireland, Geraldine Hanna, she said the videos show people being harassed on the street due to the colour of their skin. I suppose, how harmful is this to sowing division?
It is, and it's feeding into the racial tensions across this island. What I would like to think, do you think people feel safe here with a bunch of lawless thugs who have no authority, no background checks, going around accusing people, threatening them for merely existing and being in a public place at a certain time? As I said, I hope the PSNI are looking at all these videos. I've been in regular contact with the PSNI in East Belfast over the last 2 weeks, but I also think that this needs real political leadership. Gavin Robinson, the MP for East Belfast, I'd like to know what's his thoughts, because he haven't heard anything. And where is the Justice Minister, Naomi Long, who is also an MLA for East Belfast?
Well, she has issued a statement. We had heard the Department of Justice. She stated the criminal justice system or legislation alone cannot solve the underlying issues which drive this behaviour. She said it's both a societal and community problem. Now, police saying that they are aware of the number of videos circulating on social media. You're saying more needs to be done. So what needs to be done if it is a societal and community problem?
I think a lot of people's anger here is around issues similar in the Republic here around housing. But I would say to people, that's misplaced anger. It's the executive that have failed and are scapegoating minorities, because it means that they rightfully can't blame the politicians, in particular the Stormont executive. We have 31,000 people living in housing stress in Northern Ireland. We've only built 18,000 social homes in the last 20 years when we were meant to build 40,000. If people want to be angry, aim that anger and hold your politicians to account, but do it. But do not be intimidating people on the streets, going around their lawful business, trying to make a living, trying to provide for their families, because I think it's utterly disgusting and it is nothing more than racist intimidation.
Indeed. And Brian, also just briefly, there is a range of measures in support to support those vulnerable groups from intimidation.
Yeah, there is, and there's many organisations working in the city centre and in East Belfast, but they've got to be allowed to do their work and just to get on with it. They don't have to be They do not need to be worrying about a group of racist thugs on their backs giving them hassle. Let the statutory bodies and let the community organisations out there who work with these people on a daily basis do their job.
Okay, Brian Smith, Green Party councillor in Belfast City. Thanks very much. We will take a break and have business next.